Okay, I'm sorry. Number
Go ahead.
One, I'll call the meeting to order. 5:58 p.m.
This is the Community Relations Committee.
And Blight, yes, correct. Number two, pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Man, I did that twice. I can't believe you guys couldn't hear me. Number three, roll call. Mark, I don't see Brian on there, so I'm not sure if he's there yet or not. But number four, there are no additions, deletions, or corrections. It's a special meeting. Number five, public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Third and final time, anybody from the public wish to speak? Okay, public portion is closed. So, Mark, do we have minutes that came in late, or were they posted? We didn't have them in the packet.
No, they were not in the packet. We're behind on these, but we'll be caught up with all of them at your next meeting. So
okay, no
table.
Yep, no problem. So number six, approval of minutes from February 24, 2022. We'll table that next month.
Second.
Number seven, approve the minutes of March 24, 2022. I have a motion.
Move to table.
Yeah, and we'll do the same thing with number eight.
Move to table April 28th also.
Yep, correct. Number nine, parking division report. There was Carmen's report was in the packet, Ron. Do you have any questions for him or?
I have a copy. Hopefully the ongoing pothole thing is going to get fixed. I was there yesterday. Some of those potholes are unbelievable in that garage.
Yeah. So with listening to the last meeting about the ARPA kind of on hold until we get things situated there, I think, you know, we'll have to do some type of temporary, patch in there, or we'll have to come up with a plan to see what we need to do to get those, temporary fixed, I would think.
Yeah, there's some danger.
Because it's going
to
be,
my drive, just walking there.
Yep. So, I mean, it's going to take some time to get the funds, ARPA, so forth and so on. So, should we have Carmen get a couple of prices from a couple different contractors and then have them come back and then we could move it to the full board? What's your feelings, Ronnie?
I thought we did something like that. No, Carmen?
We did.
We
got one at $10,000, and that was for permanent fixing.
Right. The one that came in that time, it was, if I remember correctly, an asphalt product.
Correct.
That they were going to use,
mm-hmm.
which me personally, I don't think that's a good idea, even for a temporary patch. But
the only thing I can say, is if I may, Mr. Chair, is that.
Yeah, go ahead.
When we use that, I don't know, you would know better than me, like a concrete film over the little potholes, and it dries up. As soon as the car runs over it, it all cracks. So I hate to see us waste money on a temporary fix when we know we have to do a regular fix.
Right. You're right. Do it once, do it right.
Right. Well, I mean, from the pictures that you sent, Carm, though, yep. Now we have rebar showing and they're getting worse and worse and worse. So,
yes. And the good news on the other side is, we're looking at taking in gross about $80,000 for the year. The finance department just let me know that. And, unfortunately, what we're taking in does not go into the budget of the parking. It goes into the general fund. So I don't know if we can ask the tax board to give us $10,000 so we can fix the holes, because like Ronnie said, a lot of them have rebar showing.
Yeah.
And $10,000 is a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money if somebody's going to get hurt. And I know we've been talking about this. We know about it. We're supposed to fix the problem. We should fix the problem. So I would, I would have them go forward, go to the tax board and get the money. If we brought in $80,000, we're looking for $10,000 to fix a bad situation. Let's fix it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think something needs to, get done, even if it's on a temporary basis. So.
Well, the $10,000 was temporary though, right, Carl?
No.
Right.
Okay.
You want to make sure that if you're going to do a repair like that, that you make sure that you bring somebody in and engineer it so it's done properly, as opposed to something that may not last. The other thing that I want to caution you on is, yes, the parking garage brings in $80,000 a year, but that's already accounted for in the spending in the budget. So if you're going to ask for additional monies from the city to do a project like this, it needs to come out of the working balance, because that's what those funds are earmarked for. I think in the current budget, we set aside $200,000 in the working balance. And the reason for the working balance is simply to hit unanticipated expenses, which this is exactly the kind of thing they're talking about. And the only thing I know of that the board is concerned about is these continued retirements, which are zapping huge amounts of cash out of the city treasury. So if you need $10,000, go get it quick.
Well, that's what I say.
Yep.
We're under his report. I don't know if it's on the agenda, but maybe we need to put it on the agenda for the regular board meeting and then move forward to the tax break and get this done.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll...
Because we have update discussion only. We can't make a motion under this. But
no, right.
Let's get it on the regular agenda and let's get this thing going.
I agree. Do you have anything else, Ronnie? Or Carmen, do you have anything else on the parking?
Danny and myself keep cleaning the garage 2 days a week. It's really not. I mean, the only other thing that we could use is having the line striped. But the potholes are the biggest problem.
Okay, so we'll get that on the agenda for the full board, and we'll go from there. Anything else, Ronnie? You good?
No, I'm good.
Okay, number 10, Light Department Report. Do you have any questions on that? Or Carmen, do you have anything to add?
Right now, the grass situation and the brush is really taking over the Light Department. We're getting a lot of complaints from people that their neighbor's not taking care of the lawn. So this week we sent out 11 letters to property owners who are letting the grass grow over a foot high and their hedges are leaning over. And we did get a few responses already that they will take care of it. And Attorney Marino has helped us by putting together a new process for the Blight Committee that will take effect in 30 days rather than 90 days. So that would certainly help us.
You know about the no mow May, right, Carmen? People don't mow their lawn in May. They're having this big thing today across the country.
No mow May?
No mow May. You don't mow your grass in May because of the environment, the bees, this and that. And I see a lady on Hawthorne Avenue doing that. And there's others around that are doing it all over.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the paper.
Okay.
But I mean, if the house is bad, the hedges, this and that, everything. But if you see a lawn, these people are waiting until next Wednesday, and you're going to see a great improvement.
That's why they said they'll take care of it, Carl. They're going to do it in June.
Right. June 1st.
Right. I guess so.
Yeah. It was a big article in the paper all about environment, and people took it up.
Okay.
All right. We'll see what happens next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Do we have anything? Do you have any other questions on that report, Ronnie, or are you good?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Vinny.
With respect to No Mow May, just in the event you do have any blight issues, apparently there is an environmental issue with respect to bumblebees and the environment, and people are not mowing their lawns because their bumblebees are endangered, and there's a movement to not mow your lawn in the with the theory that it will help bees propagate. And if bees do not propagate, we will endanger our food chain. So, Carmen, you may want to take that into consideration when you're going out and looking at the height of people's grass in the month of May.
That's very, exactly right. Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
Okay. Learn something new every day.
That's right.
Okay, number 11, proposed ordinance code, landlords and tenants, discussion and possible recommendation to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen.
Mr. Chairman, if I might just introduce it and then turn it over to Attorney Marino for specific questions. So the administration has come up with three groups of ordinances that they are proposing for consideration to basically safeguard the residents of Derby, eliminate, or more quickly, I should say, as Carmen was saying, more quickly eliminate problematic properties. And the third one, which Attorney Marino is still working on developing, is to put some enforcement into our zoning laws. We have numerous zoning complaints that come into the office on a monthly basis. And the zoning enforcement officer does his due diligence. He goes out and inspects. He comes back and contacts the property owners. We've gotten to the point with some of these where we've written letters of cease and desist. And quite honestly, that's about as far as you're going to go with it. And that's not very far. So we have property owners who are basically just ignoring the process up to this point. Even property owners where we have significant violations of the zoning laws. We've had reports of people who have put apartments in, for example, a three-family house, and they've used the apartment, they've converted the attic into apartment, which they are not allowed to do, nor can we find any paperwork justifying permits or inspections or anything like that. We've had the same kind of complaints about the basements being used for that purpose. And so these ordinances are all intended to give us the opportunity to first know what's going on. That's the first one here that Attorney Marino has put together. It requires notifications to come onto the city so that the city can then make good use of the statutes that are out there. There's statutes on the book that allow the city to do a lot of things, but until we know certain things have taken place, there's no kickoff, if you will, to the process. So this whole thing with smoke detectors and notifications of landlords and then, knowing when tenants leave and everything, that's all the notice aspect of what we're trying to get in place so that then we can get in and enforce the fire codes, enforce the safety codes. I remember when I was pastoring the church, I went and helped a lady who needed to relocate off of an apartment on Minerva Street, only to find one of her access and egress doors was nailed totally shut. I mean, these kinds of things happen. And unless we get in there to be able to inspect the property and make sure they're all up to code and issue a certificate of occupancy, those people are in danger. And a lot of these people don't know the code. They don't know that that's a violation. They have no idea that in the case of a fire, if a fire were to break out and block that one exit out of the apartment that they're living in, they have serious problems. And so that's what this is intended to do. It's intended to allow us to have the opportunity to get in, make sure these places are safe, otherwise prevent them from being occupied. And where there are code violations that are not being taken care of, to provide fining that is significant enough that the owner of the property will take proper action to ensure the safety of those who are occupying it. So that's the first one. That's the code one. The second one really was initiated by Mr. DeCenzo with the desire to streamline the process. Ron, I think you're the only alderman on who's been around for a while has there ever been a case where the alderman denied a request to put the blight house on a blight list, to put a piece of property on a blight list?
Not that I know of, no.
Right.
And it deserved to be on. It was brought forward. They go,
yeah. Yeah. So that's an administrative process that's taking some of the time. And so that's one of the things that we were interested in seeing, if we could remove that and just allow the blight officer to issue the letter. And that moves the process forward. And right. I believe also that we have upped the fines from, I think it's $100 a day now. They're now up to $250 a day. And we even kicked around the idea that if it was a commercial establishment, we did not write it this way, but if this is something that the committee thinks is worthwhile, I'm sure Attorney Marino would be willing to go back and add this portion of it, but that for a commercial enterprise, that the fine would be double. Because those are deep pockets that maybe wouldn't be so easily swayed by a $250 fine, but they might be swayed by a $500 fine, especially a $500 per day. Now you're talking about some serious cash if you let that thing go for 30 days. So those were just the background on how we got to where we are, if you will. They're all intended to make sure that the city, you know, does its due diligence with regards to the property in the city and the safety of its residents.
Very good. We might have lost Gino again. This isn't going to work out good tonight. I can tell this.
Only because you have some place to go, Ron.
All right. I could. Usually I'm here all night.
Right.
Did you guys hear me?
Now we can.
I don't know what's going on here. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Is it operator error, Gino?
I guess so. Hopefully we'll be meeting in person next week or next month here. thanks, Walt. Vin, do you have anything to add?
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to say, what I wanted to say is, of all the communities I represent, Derby is one of the few that the legislative body is so involved in the blight process. This is something that is left to the administrative level and is dealt at the administrative level. And the legislative body is really involved with the staff level. And when you deal with this at the legislative body, you slow down the process because you're dealing with it at a meeting, and meetings delay process because you're only meeting once a month. So that's something for you to consider. You vest your discretion in your administrator, which in this instance is Carmen. So what you do at your meeting level is you establish process, and then you let your process take effect. And that's what your ordinance does. Your ordinance is your process, and then you let your administrator exercise his or her discretion. And that's how every other community I represent operates. So part of the problem, I think, in Derby is there's too much involvement and too much delay at the meeting level. So what this proposed ordinance does, it really puts more emphasis on the staff level and less at the meeting level.
Very good, yeah.
Thank you, Ben. I agree. I think we need to streamline it and, we won't delay it as much, in my opinion.
Yeah, because right now we delay it 30 days, just waiting for a board meeting when the people living next door to it got to look at it. for an extra 30 days or whatever.
So right.
That would help the process.
Do I have a motion to recommend the landlords and tenants to the full board? Number 11.
So moved.
Okay.
And you'll second.
Chair,
yep. Second. Yes, Mark, go ahead.
Chair, we think just a technical issue here.
Yeah.
We have a reoccupancy ordinance that is on the book, so I've just asked Attorney Marino, it's section 125-1-10, that does talk about reoccupancy. So I just asked him to review that.
It was 125-1-10.
Yeah, one of the things, Mark, thanks. One of the things I'm going to ask the Board of Aldermen to do is if we can get funding to fix our ordinances, because we shouldn't be codified the way we're codified. Because
I agree.
Yeah, because I can't, if your corporation counsel can't find your ordinances, I don't know how the public can.
All right.
And because, you know, all the women, DeGenera raised this as an issue. And I've been complaining now for 6 years. You know, if you go to your website, we have ordinances that are codified up to a certain date. And then you got to go to another link. Our ordinances should be in one location. And I believe this is something that was done back, I think, in the Steferi administration. I think, Mark, you might correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, early in your tenure, as you might recall the conversation, that in some point in 2006 or 2007, the decision was made to that we would maintain it ourselves. And right. That was probably not the best decision to make because it never was done properly. So we have endeavored to go back to 2006, but you have to go through every set of minutes, pick out the minutes and pick out the ordinances and the resolutions and try to do that. Frankly, we're almost done with that. Attorney Teodosio had been working on part of it. And then, as you know, when you started, then it
changed.
We need to complete it. Let's put it that way. So it would definitely be money well spent because it's very difficult for us here in this office as well to do that. It will require funding, but it'd be worth it to. Sure. But now we can't spend ARPA yet, so we'll have to wait.
I mean, I think go ahead. I think we could probably discuss it and figure out, you know, where we could get funds, how much it's going to cost and go from there. But
If that's your pleasure, Mr. Chair, I'm happy to
Mr. Chair, this is truly
the administration.
Go ahead.
This is truly a community relations issue.
Right.
Because your community right now does not have a clear access to your ordinances. And so if your community wanted access to your local organic law.
Oh, I know, Vin. I went on to the website and I had a hard time. In the beginning, I had to go to one link and then that was expired a 96 or something. Then I had to go to the other ones for the updated, but they weren't, you had to pick from both piles. So I understand completely, you know, where you're coming from.
And if you're on the page with the ordinances, there's a link there that says charter. And if you click on it, you go to an outdated charter as well.
Yeah. So this is something, and you know, it's a good conversation to be had. And as we're talking about ARPA, even because this is something that we should explore to just bring something up to what I'd say is 2022 standards.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
right. And to further complicate it, I mean, the zoning stuff is in a whole separate spot. So it makes it very difficult for all of us, but we definitely, if you agree, Mr. Chair, I'll be happy to get a price to figure out what that'll be to bring it up to where we need to be for your next meeting.
Yeah, I think we got to, you know, we got to start somewhere.
Yep.
So that would be good.
But But for Mr. Marino, if you could just check that out, I will. Yep. I found it on that East 360. It's one. It's section 125-1 through 10.
Okay.
125.
I'll send it. I'll email it to you. I know we were trying to.
When I was looking, I wasn't sure what's effective, what's ineffective, and so that's why we were proposing it, because I wasn't sure if it was effective.
It is in effect, but I think that the new one might be might take into consideration other things, and so my only point is you may just decide that the old one could be repealed.
So that we're clear on the blight. The blight is a repeal and replace. Right, it's a two-step process. We're repealing what's in place, and we're repealing the current, and we're replacing it with this new ordinance.
Right.
So if we currently have this landlord tenant on the books, we'd be doing the same thing.
Reading, the new one might have more teeth and includes a later that was adopted or updated in 1998. And there was a statute, I think, that in 2014 or 15 requiring registration of businesses or multifamily houses with it was circled around the fire marshal department, but we'd have to look at that statute. So, that would have further enhanced. So it kind of takes into consideration more this new one.
So okay. Vin, do you want to make sure, or because do you know for a fact that we don't have something like this on the books?
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Okay. So do you want to do a little investigative work and
Why don't we keep it in committee for now?
Okay. So, and then you'll just come back here next month, and then whatever information Okay. So Ronnie, we got to pull the motion down and no action, right?
Okay.
And then Vinny, we'll get the information together and we'll come back. This way here, we'll have some ducks in a row. Okay. So number 12, proposed ordinance regarding smoke detectors, discussion, possible recommendation to the full board of aldermen.
All good stuff.
Those are 11, 12, and 13 are all part of that same one. I think if Mr. Marino.
Yes, Mr. Chair, why don't we hold all those in committee?
Okay. That's what I was going to ask next then. That's why I was doing it. Okay. So.
And then I'll do a write up on these for you for your next meeting.
Okay. So let's do
this
11.
When it goes to the full board, it'll move.
Yeah. So let's do 11, 12, 13, and blight or 14. Okay. No action.
Not 14.
14 is
blight.
Blight. Oh, I'm sorry. 13.
Thank you.
Good catch, Carmen. Okay. Number 14, proposed revision to the blight ordinance, discussion, possible recommendation to the full board of aldermen. Okay. Vin, do you have information on the process there?
On the blight?
We have the paperwork.
Yep.
Oh, we do?
Yep.
Yeah. Carm, do you have that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I got it. Yep.
Okay, item number 14.
Yep, I got it. It was stuck underneath the thing. Okay. Ronnie, do you have any questions on this? Or Vinny, do you want to go through this? Or
I don't. Hold on one sec. I'm just walking into Stratford right now. Let me just, if you bear with me a sec.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I might suggest, because I know Attorney Marino's going to another meeting and he's trying to do two things at the same time. If I could suggest, if the aldermen have any questions or need clarification, that's probably the best approach. And
okay,
if that's working out, if everybody's pretty much satisfied with it, then just an approval to right. put it forward, I think would probably be the best. But if you have questions, I'm sure he can answer them for.
No, I don't. It was basically all the same things we've been discussing.
Mm-hmm. So you want to move that forward to the full board and have them provide it all with this information?
Yep.
All right, I'll make that in the form of a motion.
So moved. We'll move that. Full board. Okay. Number 15, initial list of proposed streets for paving, discussion of possible recommendation to the full board. Is Ed on here? Oh,
I don't think so unless somebody contacted him. I contacted him a month or so ago and the mayor, and we both know we got to get some streets together and go out the road bonds. We've got a lot of bad streets in Derby that need repair. So, I'd like to make a recommendation that we instruct the public works director to pick between 5 and 10 streets today, and we'll prioritize them. And let's get a road bond going. I mean, Upper Hawthorne, Chapfield, Silver Hill Road is horrible, all through the town, on the other side of town too. So that would be my motion.
I'll second that. We'll get communication over to Ed and the mayor's office, and we'll have them make a list. And then we'll prioritize them, and then we'll have another discussion on that.
Yeah, the longer we wait, there's going to be more streets. There's always problems just from the winter alone, but there's a lot of other bad roads. And little by little, we've got to stay ahead of this. So I think that's a good thing to do.
I agree. Do you have anything else, Ronnie? You good?
No, I thank you guys for helping me expedite my night.
No problem. Anytime.
Can I just ask one question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sure. Walt.
The item that we talked about with doubling it for commercial establishments, is that something that you'd like to see, or would you rather just leave it as it is?
My opinion, I mean, I'd have to ask Carmen, how many commercial businesses have ever been on the blight list? A few, yep.
Yep, there's one right now with the grass, and I'm sure the business isn't worried about the bees.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we need to put pressure on them, because the process that we had, 60, 90, and it gets pushed out, by that time a whole summer can go by before we see any action. So in my opinion, I think
we want to work with the businesses and all, but we still have to have the teeth.
So if you're going to work with the residents at $100 and then after 30 days put it to $250, we should start with the commercial accounts at $250,
right?
And in 30 days, go to $500.
Perfect.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Great. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome. Number 16.
Ronnie. Motion to adjourn at 6:31. Not bad. Go ahead.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night, everybody.
You too.
Gino, I just want to make sure that's as it relates to the blight one, right?
Correct.
The fines. Okay. I just want to make sure that's okay. Thank you.
No problem.
All right.
Thank
so
you.
We'll stop this. Thank you. So your meeting's adjourned, and I'll stop this.